Wow, just 2 days left in 2024. How about that? So, what's your money going to be doing the rest of the year? Let's check in with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, for Monday Morning Markets with Mark. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm glad to be here. If Tommy can't be, I'm glad I can, and I'm glad you're here like you are every Monday.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
What's going on with the markets?
Well, and first, Dave, I've listened to you the last few minutes. You and I know better than to say anything is 100%, because it's just not. But I would be right on the 99.9, being in retail banking for 40 years, about using cash to save money. 99.9%, I think, of the people, if switched to that, they would save money. It's just that the electronic is so convenient, we don't give it another thought. So the impulse buying, because I hear it from so many people that get themselves in a corner on credit card debt, because it's just too easy. So they come in, they want to refinance everything, and that's fine. And with their permission, if somebody's coming in to do that, it's like, give me all the cards, I'm going to cut them up. And you just got to take that away from them. And of course, but then 99.9% of the people that are coming in for that are all too eager to give the cards up. Now, they can get other cards if they want to and do a workaround. But the whole point was to instill a little bit of just to slow down those purchases, and cash will do it.
So if you spend cash exclusively, you will spend less. Mark Rosa agrees with that earlier report we had.
Yes.
That being said, some people may have less cash now because the markets aren't making the kind of money we were hoping they would here as we head towards the end of the year, huh?
David, 2,000 points down since the high was reached on December 4th, and I think the market has pretty much been trading sideways since. It's right at 43,000 right now. On 12/4, it closed at over 45,000, 45 and 14. I think it's been such the wait and see. And at first it was, what is inflation going to do? What is the Fed going to do? Then we had an election year. What's going on with the election? And who's going to win? And now it's, okay, well, the Fed is finished. All the news is out. That's done. The election, of course, is finished. So I think we're waiting on the new administration. The market is waiting on the new administration to come in and see what changes they're going to make. There's certainly been a lot of news in that direction. And, they want enthusiasm. They say the market, that the economy is going to do better and they're going to lower taxes. And a lot of things are going on to stimulate people into next year. But, Dave, as far as what the Fed is going to do, you go out to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and they've really got a good Fed plot system that's been going on for a couple of years. And it's they meet in 30 days, but I went all the way out this morning up to the September meeting, and they would give you percentages of probability for rate hikes or rate drops. There is nothing over 50%. That it's very diluted all the way out to the September meeting. People waiting on other drops this year for 25. Their forecast was 2. Some analysts are saying that we're going to have persistent inflation going forward. It's going to be stubborn, and the Fed is not going to lower rates at all. So there's just a lot of uncertainty out there right now, and the Treasuries backed up over the weekend, meaning that the rates are inching back up. And that is usually a signal that all the market participants are waiting on higher rates. So I don't know if the Fed will raise the rates or the market's just going to raise the rates. But case in point, bank rate has the 30-year mortgage. The majority of the 30-year mortgage rates all across the country rested at 703 as of this morning. So you've got, it's been punishing to the real estate market, because it was in the fives in August. And now it's solidly at 7, and it's, the new home sales have backed down, and anything mortgage related has pulled out of the enthusiasm is out of that. We had several people refinancing when the getting was good in August, because that number started with a 5, but that's gone. And you have the real estate industry is saying, we're going to get to 6.25. At some point in 2025, I just don't know where it's going to come. That would be nice, but what's going to cause that 30-year rate to back down almost a full point? So it's this wait and see right now, and there's not a lot of economic news that has come out. So when we're on the other side of January 1st, then you're going to be back into earnings season. You're going to have a new administration plugged in January, and away we go.
Not to get political about it, but you mentioned that many people thought that once the election was passed, that economically speaking, things would improve. And we know that Trump supporters really believed that if Donald Trump won the election, that our economy would greatly improve and quickly. Should there be that expectation still that once we have the inauguration, that we're going to suddenly see the markets trending up, we're going to see interest rates heading down, inflation ebbing off, and that it's going to be an economic better picture after we have our inauguration next month?
Dave, you know, I mean, there's got to be a mechanism to pull rates down. If somebody's saying the Fed is going to lower the rates, there's too much conversation, even from them, that's not saying that they're not going to put, you know, it's that they finally got it into this. It's close to 2% target. The last personal consumption expenditure, that's the Fed's own inflation gauge. It was like a week ago, and it came in at 0.1. That's excellent. So you say times 12, that's a 1.2% annual rate. But the PPI and the CPI, they've been more stubborn. They're in the between 2 and 3% annualized rates. So it's like the Fed right now is sitting on their hands. But I don't think the next move is going to come down anytime soon. I think that the new administration has made some promises. The tax cuts that he made the last time he was in office, and the current administration left them there. They were talking about getting rid of the tax cuts and let taxes go back up. Well, now that it's back to him, he's not only saying, I'm going to renew the tax cuts that I think expires early in 25, but he wants to lower them further. So, okay, that's very stimulative to the economy. And is it going to be provoking more inflation? Then you're going to have the Fed coming back out and saying, well, we don't want to get to a place where we were before. So that might be a tug of war there. And it's what are they going to do about the budget deficits? Or, is Musk going to really be able to do something substantive? So it's a lot of wait and see. I think a lot of market participants are saying that would be great if the economy improves, quote unquote. But what does that mean?
Well, so many unknowns. Let's hope the optimism is right and that we see the markets flourish and interest rates come down for borrowers, and we see far less inflation with the new administration. But like you said, it's more of a wait and see. Thank you, Mark. We can't wait any longer to get to WWL traffic and see what's going on there.